This is Dugarus Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dugarus. This is flyer number 105, entitled Selecting Your Woman with MGTOW / Masculist Criteria. Description. This flyer ranks various categories of women according to their attractiveness / repulsiveness for having a relationship with, as judged by MGTOW / masculists. Flyer itself. Selecting your woman with MGTOW / masculist criteria. This flyer makes some suggestions on how to go about selecting a woman to have regular sex with and to get a bit of agreeable companionship from. It lists various kinds of women to be avoided in degrees of their negativity and lists the kinds of women that MGTOWs, masculists, prefer. I'll start from the bottom and work up, that is, from the most repulsive to be avoided at all costs to the top, the most desirable given MGTOW masculist criteria. The absolute worst kind of woman is triply handicapped from a MGTOW / masculist point of view, and she is the fat, fluffy feminazi. If she's fat, then she'll be sexually repulsive, a veritable cockshrinker, or as the French say so graphically, grosse imbaisable, that is, a fat unfuckable. I lived in French culture, I speak fluent French. The term grosse imbaisable, fat unfuckable, is a daily, deeply ingrained cultural norm in French culture. It's just a term used in everyday conversation. It's just part of the culture. If she's a fluffy, then she'll be trying to make you a manslave so that she can live in a middle-class house to raise her kids in and have you pay for it all, that is, the house for her and her kids. A decade later, when she's bored with you, she'll want to drag you into a divorce court to financially massacre you, taking your house, the kids, getting the court to force you to pay her child support and alimony so that she can continue to parasite off you after the divorce the way she did before the divorce. Fluffies are hated by the masculists. They are the enemies of the masculists, whose prime political goal is to wipe them out by refusing to have anything to do with them, not even fucking them, as a way of punishing them, forcing them to become fips or they rot on the shelf to extinction. A feminazi is a real bitch who harangue you with feminist PC, politically correct, bullshit that for the most part does not stand up to cynical scientific analysis. Feminazis are so not nice to be with that most men ignore them, so most feminazis are manless. Many other young women see this, so suppress their innermost feminist feelings for fear of putting off men. So a fat, fluffy, feminazi bitch is the most repulsive of females and to be avoided at all cost. She is the gold standard by which all less repulsive women are judged. So what about a non-fat, fairly attractive, fluffy feminazi? Well, maybe to have sex with for a one-night stand if she's quite sexually attractive, but it's risky. If she's a feminist, she might turn on you and make all kinds of false claims that may get you in trouble. It's better to avoid such a female, even if she's slim and curvy and quite fuckable. If she's a non-fat, fip feminazi, then she's less likely to try to parasite on your money because she has her own, since she's a fip. But if she's still a feminazi, being with her will still be painful because she will harangue you with feminazi attitudes and be a thorough pain in the ass. If she's slim, curvy, fip and a feminazi, you could try haranguing her right back with feminist / MGTOW ideas. That might work and get her to shut up. That might be worth a try. When she learns that her feminist bullshit is mostly that is, PC is silent fairy bullshit, then she might fear haranguing you with her feminist garbage because she knows she'll get harangued right back with interest, with masculist MGTOW venom. It's a judgment call on your part. If she's open to argument and she strikes your fancy as a penisable woman, then maybe. Personally, I wouldn't. Feminists are not entirely sane in today's world. So how about a woman who's fip, not fat, and not a feminazi? Now you're beginning to be in the ballpark of women who might be worth having some kind of relationship with. I suggest you might twee-twef with her, that is, have a regular sexual relationship with her, but insist that it be on the basis of having two apartments, so that when it ends, as most do, both can just walk away at zero cost to the man, back to their own two apartments. The enormous advantage of twee-twefing for a man is that it forces the woman he twee-twefs with to be nice to him. If she's not, he just quietly walks away and finds another woman to penis and have a bit of companionship with. If the twee-twefing woman starts putting pressure on him to have a kid, or she withholds sex, or she tries to change his habits, etc., then he can walk away. Twee-twefing, it goes without saying, is a lifestyle for men that avoids having kids, a complete no-no in today's fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts where one married father in four gets financially massacred. MGTOW / masculists think that only fools marry in today's world. In the US and Japan, 70% of young men under 35 refuse to marry and have kids and spend their money on themselves. Twee-twefing means there's no divorce because no marriage, no child payments because no kids, no alimony because the twee-twefing partner woman is a fip. So is twee-twefing the optimal method to get regular sex and some companionship from a fip woman? No. But it's not bad. Better it would be to twee-twef with a woman who is ideologically committed to being nice, that is, nurturative, to her man. MGTOW / masculists need to push the idea onto women that at a deep level in men is the infantile memory they have of being with their mothers, who nurtured them totally. Men have a deep need to be nurtured like that as adults and will be very nice to a woman who can genuinely nurture him, rather than initially pretending to be like that so she can manslave him, so that he pays for her kids. A woman who is actively nice, actively nurturative to a man she twee-twefs with, is almost as ideal as a MGTOW masculist can get. She won't be totally happy herself, because she's being denied her biological destiny, that is, to have a kid. But until the divorce courts are made men fair, until the PARA, paternity rejection rate, is brought in, etc., men will continue to reject fatherhood, and women will continue to go childless. MGTOW / masculists ought to push women politically to put pressure on the gender politicians to men fair the gender laws, so that men become more willing to be fathers. That's not going to happen until most women are so desperate that they start assassinating gender politicians to force them to men fair the gender laws. In the meantime, the best that women can do is to be fip, to be nurturatively nice to a man that she wants to twee-twef with. She's not going to get the traditional wedding, the house, the manslave, the kids, the divorce, the alimony. Those days are gone. Men have woken up and refuse to be manslaves. You can view masculism as essentially a rebellion by men against working for women, in capitals. Only fit women will be able to twee-twef, because most men will only spit on fluffies as manslaving vermin once they've had their masculist / MGTOW consciousness raised, which is what the masculist / MGTOWs are doing now with their YouTube videos and flyers, etc. With millions of women, will millions of women accept these restrictions? Can they adapt to being nutritive, fip, twee-twefers? They'll have to, because we men are nearly all fips. We have the power to wipe out fluffies. If we refuse to go near them, we can force women to suppress their cravings to have a kid, otherwise they get dumped. Things will remain this way until women go crazy and start putting real pressure on the gender politicians to men fair the gender laws. Interesting strategy. Of course, masculists will be putting pressure on the gender politicians too, by continuing to crash the population size, pointing the finger at the gender politicians, accusing them of being genocidal criminals, of being bribed by the Jewish bankster Frankist Satanists to have men and women at each other's throats, and to wipe out the goy by wiping out the population. The pressure on the gender politicians will have to be severe to get them to move. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name DeGaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. Ciao.